Powered only by the wind and the sun, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast that blushes with embarrassment. Offending lazy people everywhere, it's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hey, it's me. Just like Drew McMillan said, it is Doug Jones, your Medicare expert. I am your Medicare expert for today, for the next episode, and maybe the next two episodes after that. Hopefully, my job is secure and my quality of work will be satisfactory, if not exemplary. Now, you just heard Drew McMillan, my Canadian nephew, telling you why we're here and so forth and so on. I have some exciting news. I got an email from Drew McMillan last night, and he said, hey, I'm going to be in town. Would you like me to stop by and we can goof off for a little while on Friday? And I said, absolutely, let's do it. Now, because we have communist dictators that rule this state, it may be that there won't be any place we can go to eat, but I always have cold beer, thanks to the people I have that shop for me. And frankly, that's one of Drew's primary loves in life. So at the very least, we'll be able to enjoy a couple of cocktails and catch up on what's going on. So welcome, Drew McMillan, to Chicago, Illinois. Just fly into O'Hare, rent your car, and come about 25 miles west of the airport, and that's where you'll find us. But you know that. You've been here before. So why are we here? We're here to podcast to the lazy men and the lazy ladies who are looking at Medicare going, what should I do? What should I do? Well, I can tell you what you should do, but it's always nice to know a little bit more about you. And then it seems like it gets complicated. And we did put together a 30-second spot that explains everything very succinctly. So maybe Randy could play that spot right now. Pretty please, pretty please.
Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
All righty. Thank you so much. That's why we're here. You can go get the book. You can listen to the podcast. But basically, we're here to talk to people about Medicare. Today, I have exciting Medicare information to share with you. And the same thing is going to happen in the next episode. But first, I want to introduce Randy Carson, my super-duper buddy and my broadcast engineer. Hello, Randy.
Mr. J, you're looking particularly bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today for living in the middle of Alaska.
Well, you might want to wipe off your screen because, frankly, I am an unhappy camper.
Is that because you're missing Arizona?
Oh, yeah, no question. The sun is out today. We got a crew of probably 15 guys in our front yard, which is huge, and they're laying new pipe from the street, probably 300 or 400 yards to the actual house. And they have to go underneath a pond in order to get to the house. So they're using directional boring machines, and it's really weird. And so I'm unhappy about that because that's going to cost a ton of money. And the only good thing is I'm hoping to be able to bring in cable for cable TV and really, really fast internet in the same hole, or an adjacent hole or something like that. I've told them that's what I want to do, so they're burying an empty chase that hopefully I can run cable into. Because I, for all of my life, for the whole millions of decades I've been alive, I have not had fast internet in my house. I just live in weird little pockets that don't have any internet. And that includes the new house I just bought. It's not a new house, it's just new to me. 70 years old, but God damn it, you'd think at some point I would be able to have fast internet service so that our Zoom meetings don't flash red and messages that say your internet connection is shaky. And, you know, frankly, I'm just tired of listening to an episode right before I post it and hearing some guy that sounds like he's inside a tin can. And so I'm hoping to be able to improve the audio quality before I have to sell this house and move away.
You know, the other day, Doug, I was actually out front, and the Cox Cable people came by, and they were looking for new people to sign up for fiber, and they said, well, you know, we've already been up there in Cave Creek, and, you know, there's a one little area up there. We're never going to give them anything. So I said, does Doug Jones live in there? They go, yeah, he's right in the middle of it. We're never going to give them anything.
We've got 43 houses in our development. And I don't know why. It was built from 2004 to 2006, the last house was finished. Now, I got there in 2004 when all they had was a couple of models and nothing else. The desert was scraped. It's up on a hill. There was nothing there. They were laying utilities for all the other, you know, the gas and all that stuff. But they never put in cable. So when I heard that Cox was coming to Cave Creek, I called him up and I said, look, here's what I've got. Where are you on the map? And I showed him. Okay. He said, that's going to cost you, how many homes you got there? And I said, 43. And he said, okay, that's going to cost you $43,000 before we even start. So I said, I don't think I can sell that to the HOA board.
Oh, that's going to leave a mark.
Yeah, so basically, it might have been the same guy that you talked to, you know, Doug Jones. Oh yeah, I know him. Yeah. We're gonna stick it to him.
Yeah, were you actually teasing me or not? The other day we were talking about this topic, and you said up in your little, you know, Shea Jones up there in Cave Creek that you still had crank telephones.
I crank them, but they don't work that way. I just like to do it.
Oh, okay. Boy, you had me going there for a minute.
Kind of a yes or no answer on that one. Hey, okay. Today we're going to talk about Medicare. And what I have is an exciting article. And it seems like a weird time of the year to do this, but it's the Medicare scammers are out there trolling for victims. And especially because Medicare AEP, the annual election period, is going on right now. It's going on from October 15th to December 7th. And this is when people get flooded with mail, and they get flooded with email, and they get flooded with telephone calls. Just, you know, regular telemarketers are dialing for dollars. And often people I get a million calls, and they don't even know how old I am because I refuse to tell anybody. So I found an interesting article that says 6 Medicare scams to watch out for. This is written by Laura Bennett in a publication or a website or something called Seniors Matter. That sounds a little political to me, but I didn't see any politics in this article, so I thought I'd read it. And then I ran across another article, totally different author, totally different publication, and it's 6 Common Medicare Scams. And so I'm thinking, okay, we got that, and we got 6 Medicare scams to watch out for. Are there only 6 Medicare scams? Is that all they've thought of so far? I don't know. So I thought at least we'd do one of the articles today, and perhaps we'll do the other one next time. So here is 6 Medicare scams to watch out for. Medicare has 60 million beneficiaries. That's, you know, they always call Medicare people beneficiaries. I just say Medicare participants, because I don't like that beneficiaries thing. It sounds like they're on welfare. But they're a huge target for fraudsters who are looking to defraud Medicare or to steal personal information. According to NBC, the lame street media, they're just, they're reliable as all heck. According to NBC, of the 2.4 million reports involving fraud, identity theft, and other scams sent to the Federal Trade Commission this year, 330,000 of those incidents cite government imposters from Medicare or the Department of Health and Human Services. Not only do these scams cost taxpayers over $1 billion annually, but can also hurt them by opening them up to medical identity theft and or false claims, and can put their health in danger by maxing out their plans that have annual caps on reimbursements or treatments or prescriptions. Well, I'll tell you something right now. Obamacare ended most of those caps, so this is not as accurate as it might be. I don't believe the threat to Medicare participants is as scary as they try to make you believe. And why do they try to make you believe that? It's because the government winds up paying the bill for any fraudulent activity. I don't want the government to get ripped off, but it's not like they're hurting the individuals in most cases. But anyway, let's talk about the six Medicare scams discussed in this article. One is medical identity theft. And of course, this is written like a first grader. Medical identity theft is when somebody steals or uses your personal information, like your name, Social Security number, or Medicare number, to submit fraudulent claims to Medicare and other health insurers without your permission. Okay, I would have been smacked if they could have hit me at the Wayne School where I grew up. I can hear my teacher right now saying, Medicare identity theft is not when. It's not when. So don't say it is when something. So medical identity theft is basically somebody trying to steal your identity so they can file claims. And I guess they would only file claims putting themselves down as the doctor so that they would get the government to send them checks for services that weren't actually rendered. Anyway, it says this is not like the bank or your credit card where identity theft is usually covered. It says if Medicare suspects malicious activity with an account, the person with the coverage could be held accountable and wind up spending thousands in legal fees to resolve the issue. I have not heard that, to tell you the truth. That's news to me. So it says protect yourself and your loved ones from those Medicare scams. The next type of Medicare scam is phone calls. Scam operators, many with foreign accents, and I'm quoting here, I didn't say that. I didn't come up with that myself. Scam operators, many with foreign accents, call beneficiaries claiming to represent Medicare. They may say that new Medicare benefit cards are being issued and threaten to cancel Medicare coverage unless the beneficiary's information is updated. They claim they can improve benefits. Verify your new Medicare card number to make sure you receive your card. They can tell you to send in your old one or claim they are selling Medicare policies. The caller might even ask for your information to send you a gift card. Sometimes they're selling phony products such as supplemental or prescription drug Medicare plans. The whole purpose of all these calls is to obtain your personal information, whether that is your Medicare card number, your Social Security number, or banking information. Some of these scammers even have the technological ability to make the call appear on any caller ID as if it is coming from an official place. And they can sound legit. Well, that doesn't correspond with what they said before. They have foreign accents. That never sounds legit to me, but let's say they can sound legit. Some will say anything to try to gain a person's trust. In some cases, the criminals have done their homework, and they can use things that are true to add credibility to their story and to get you to respond. The fraudster could become aggressive, calling over and over at all times of the day. Well, that's really going to persuade me to go along with them. If a caller asks for any personal information, experts say to assume it's a scam. Hang up. Unless you initiated the request, Medicare will never call you. Medicare will never call you to sell you anything, and they can't enroll you over the phone unless you called first. Never give your Medicare or other personal information over the phone to anyone who calls asking for it. So I think what they meant to say is never give your Medicare ID number or any other personal information over the phone to anyone who calls asking for it. There are mail scams. You may receive counterfeit sales material, offers for discounted prescription drug plans or supplemental Medicare coverage, or bills from an unknown hospital, doctor, or medical supplier through the mail. The scammers know that many people will just pay the bills. To avoid the scam, keep records of dates when you receive healthcare services to compare against bills. Save receipts or statements. Keep track of quarterly Medicare summary notices to make sure you actually got what Medicare paid for. When in doubt, contact the billing department when services where the services were received, or your insurance provider to make sure the charges are valid. I got to tell you, ladies, just between you and me, that is a lot of work. If you go to the doctor more often than the average person, which old people tend to do because, frankly, we got more stuff wrong with us, then you get a lot of paperwork coming your way from the regular legitimate doctors and hospitals that you see and the testing labs and everything else. And they're asking you to keep track of all of these things. It is burdensome. I've got friends who are really healthy who often, you know, are confused by the billing that they receive. And frankly, it's just not a very fun and often not a very rewarding activity to try to keep track of all your bills. I tell my clients, hey, stuff them in a folder. If you don't have anything bad that happens, throw them away after a year or two. The door-to-door scam. The door-to-door scam. Brazen scam artists will walk right up and knock on your door claiming to be a Medicare representative trying to sell you a Medicare prescription drug coverage, medical equipment, supplements, or medicine. Take heed. Medicare does not make house calls. How about medical equipment scams? You may get calls from people promising you things if you give them a Medicare number. Don't do it. The Federal Trade Commission warns scammers have been targeting Medicare recipients with a scheme to get free or low-cost back and knee braces. They're calling, running television ads, and mailing letters to get people to give them medical information. If you give them your information, they'll use it to fraudulently bill Medicare for braces or other medical equipment. This uses up your medical benefits, which means you might not be able to get the right brace later if your doctor prescribes one. I can kind of see that. If they see that they have paid for a piece of durable equipment and you call up and you need a piece of durable equipment and they say, no, we already paid for that for you. You can't have another one. I can see where that could cause the individual covered person some problems. Come back for Medicare. Not sure about your Medicare coverage? Speak with that's an ad for an insurance company. We don't want to do that. So telemarketers call beneficiaries with offers of free state-of-the-art braces to relieve joint pain. Instead, consumers receive a package of the ordinary ankle or knee wraps or nothing at all. But Medicare gets a bill for thousands of dollars. If someone calls and says they're from Medicare and offers you a free or low-cost brace, hang up. No one from Medicare will call you with such an offer. It's a scam. The Federal Trade Commission advises refusing Medicare or medical equipment that is mailed to you unless your doctor ordered it. Don't pay for anything that you didn't order. And furthermore, the law says you can keep anything that arrives at your house unsolicited. So anybody trying to scam you by sending you something and then they're trying to bill you for it and you refuse to pay the premium, you don't have to return it. That's just a little factoid that isn't in the article. I just thought I'd share that with you. And then another scam, free or low-cost genetic testing. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General. We've heard about that Inspector General, Randy. That Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General inspected Medicare Advantage and Medicare Disadvantage plans and caught them.
Why, yes, remember? They did.
Their report said it looks like they're ripping people off. It didn't say it in those words. That's my synopsis of the results of their report. But anyway, so it's the same inspectors who are warning of genetic testing fraud schemes. If anyone offers you a free or discounted DNA test, whether it be through the mail, on the phone, or even at a health fair, be wary. The scammers offer cheek swabs to scan for cancer or predispositions for other serious illnesses. And they claim that Medicare will cover the cost, but in reality, they're after your Medicare information for identity theft or fraudulent billing purposes. Medicare does not pay for random genetic testing. If you randomly receive a genetic testing kit in the mail, It says simply return it to the sender. I don't think so. You don't have to return it to the sender. You can throw it away. You can maybe sell it to somebody, or you can just put it in your closet and keep it if you're a hoarder. You know, pretty soon your house will be full of stuff you didn't order, but you don't have any legal obligation to return something that somebody sent to you that you didn't request. Fraudulent billing scam. I'm on the last page for those of you that are really getting tired of this. Fraudulent billing. This scam can take many forms. Basically, an unscrupulous clinic, healthcare provider, or disreputable home healthcare agency could write a fake script, order unnecessary tests or procedures, provide treatment that Medicare doesn't cover, and then bill it as something that is covered, or sign beneficiaries up for services that would be covered by Medicare but are never performed. Avoid this scam by reviewing your Medicare summary notice to ensure all services billed were indeed received. For more tips on how to protect yourself from Medicare fraud, visit CMS, the agency that can't even spell its own acronym. It should be CMMS because it's Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, but they only have one M. So visit cms.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE if you suspect identity theft or feel like you gave your personal information to somebody you shouldn't have. So that's what this one person, Laura Bennett, says about six Medicare scams to watch out for. Pretty exciting stuff, huh, Randy?
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get to listen to all of that, Doug. I was reading an email from a Nigerian prince, and he told me that all I got to do is send in my numbers, you know, my Social Security and my Medicare ID, and he's got so much money that he needs to get shipped out of the country that he will send it to my checking account.
I wonder
if
he's the same guy that contacted me about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was December, and it was such a bad, bad come on that it wouldn't have fooled, you know, wouldn't have fooled an Alzheimer's patient. And so I basically responded with a whole bunch of nasty poo-poo words. And within seconds, I got an answer back saying, hey, I'm just trying to earn some money for Christmas for my children. Oh, God.
Oh, right. No, what are they trying to pull the tearjerker?
Yeah,
I
know they've got a book full of things, tricks to try with Americans. So if they don't like this one, turn the page and try the next one in your book. So,
well, one of the, you know, granted, I used to be in the banking business, but one easy thing to remember, guys, is don't ever talk to anybody that called you.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you personally know them. Otherwise, you need to place the call so that you know where you're calling.
If somebody calls and says they're from Medicare, they're not from Medicare because Medicare does not call anybody. The closest they'll ever come to communicating with you is sending you a letter in the mail, and then you're going to know it's really from them because it'll be full of all kinds of crappy, poorly constructed sentences and, you know, things like that. And so,
yep,
basically,
yep.
It is unlikely that you will ever hear from the government for anything as mundane as give us your Medicare number to make sure you've got the right card or any of that kind of garbage. So
I got a call a couple months ago saying that it was the FBI. Yep. And they were going to come. I forget what they were going to come after me for. I hadn't turned in some number. I must be a really, you know, I'm on somebody's list. I don't know whose it is, but it's interesting because when you get a call from the FBI, you know, you just sit there and listen to them, and they make total fools of themselves, and you play along with it, and they go, what's your name? No, that's not my name. What's your name? My name is Isidore M. Lyon.
Well, here
and then down at the end they go, so your name is I Am Lion? Yeah, I'm a lion.
Well, that's good. You burned up an opportunity for them to, you know, snag a couple of other victims. What they have now is recordings that really make you think that somebody has called you. And it'll be like a really nice American accent voice saying, hi there, how you doing today? And then there's a period of silence. And if you say anything, you can say, you know, my wet birds never fly at night or something like that. And, and then it will respond as though you said, oh, I'm doing just fine today. And it will go on.
Oh,
the recording
yeah.
is interactive, and it can fool you, because it's fooled me a few times until I realize, okay, what they're trying to do is scam some kind of information about my cars. You know, often it's about automobile warranties need to be renewed, stuff like that. And what they do, I played it out a couple of times for Medicare purposes just to see what happens. And they will tell you, okay, well, hang on, I'm going to have a guy come on the line. Now, they have all these crooks all over the country. And so they basically want you to wait until they actually get a live guy to talk to you. That's what the recording does. The recording does all that for most people. And I wound up talking to some guy who said, hey, I lost my job in the construction business, and I've been doing this for about a month now. And I said, go out and buy Medicare for the Lazy Man. This will tell you, because he was selling Medicare Advantage plans, disadvantage plans.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And I said, it's time for you to wake up. How do you like this business? I like this business. And I said, you know, it's great to be able to help people with their Medicare needs and to explain to them what their options are, but you're selling a product that was designed to be a big pain in the butt to people, and I think there's a better way for you to go. And he was really interested. He said, I'm going to buy your book. And then I said, okay, and be sure and leave a good review, because frankly, I got another one-star review the other day, and it's disturbing. It's obviously a competing author who has an axe to grind, but it's not a pleasant thing when you get 20 five-star reviews and then you get a one-star review from some angry person. You know that review is going to be up there waiting for another Amazon customer to come look at the book, look at the reviews, and then say, oh, boy, you know, that's a legitimate negative review. I'm not going to buy the book after all. Fortunately, you know, they're in the vast minority, but still, it's disturbing. So I just wanted to say, go buy the book, buy the ebook, buy the Audible book at Amazon.com. The book is Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020.
I had to laugh because, you know, I'm from Nebraska, right? So I got to tout, you know, entertainers that are from Nebraska. Larry the Cable Guy. You know Larry the Cable Guy?
Love him. Love him.
Okay, so I follow Larry the Cable Guy on Facebook, and he posted one of those. He's got the greatest stuff he posts.
Oh, yeah.
So he posted one. It was either today or yesterday, and it said, and it reminded me of both a Medicare Advantage come on and Larry the Cable Guy. It's kind of a mix of the two. And he goes, do you feel lonely? You know, like that. We're looking for lonely people. And then you page down, and he goes, no need to feel lonely, because they're going to be calling you every day of your life asking you about the warranty, extended warranty on your car. So don't worry.
Yep. Yeah. Larry the Cable Guy is quite an entertainer. I really like that guy.
He's from Nebraska. He's out in Western Nebraska. Before he got famous,
yep.
He was playing all over Omaha in all the small comedy clubs. I've seen Larry personally many times. He's just one of those guys where you just look at him and you start laughing.
Well, here came the blue collar comedy, tour or whatever. And
yeah.
Here were three out of four guys that I had never heard of before, but they're all hilarious. And if it hadn't been for the four of them ganging up together, three of those guys might still be unknowns or just local talents.
Yeah.
So it worked out really well.
Jeff Foxworthy, he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Jeff Foxworthy, according to what I've read, and I don't see any reason to believe that this is erroneous, but I read that Jeff Foxworthy, before he was got into comedy, mm-hmm. that he actually worked for IBM.
I think he did something. He had a straight job, and I don't remember what it was. I would have said school marm. I can't say for sure. I know that he's a real likable guy, and he's the guy, I think, that put the blue-collar comedy tour together and got the other three guys to join him, which has got to be the best thing that's ever happened to their careers.
I can't remember the other two guys' names. I promise.
Ron White.
Ron White. And
who tells fantastic stories.
Yeah,
And then the other guy, his name escapes me, but he's had a TV show on RFD television where he I don't know. He's Mr. Clean. His life is, he's like Reba McEntire. No nasty poo-poo word shall ever pass his lip.
And his, you know, every one of them's got a hook. And oh, yeah. This particular one that you're referring to is, here's your sign.
And I don't understand that. I don't understand whether it's like a holding up a sign that says things, or if it's an astrological sign, or what the deal is.
Well, it started out years ago. Now, this is the way I understand it, and it makes sense to me. But it started out years ago that he thought he had one of his comedy bits was, wouldn't it be great if you were driving down the highway and every idiot driver you had run into, you could take not a dart gun, but, you know, something with like a suction cup.
Oh, yeah.
And you could shoot it and hit their car and say, this is an idiot, or you're an idiot, or I'm an idiot, or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way I tie it back is that it ties back to that, you know, sucking a sign to somebody's car going, here's your sign.
Right. Okay. I got you.
You're an idiot.
So the sign is always going to say the same thing. It's not going to say different things. It's always going to have the same message.
Nimrod. This person is a moron.
Because what I wish I've had so many times is a sign that I could change that would flash at people that I pass on the road. Get out of the left lane, you jerk. You know, things like that. And, I don't think such a thing exists, and if it did, I probably would have been murdered by now by irate morons.
His concept of this sign, this suction cup sign, was that if you were able to do that, there was going to be three things, you know, positive come out of that. One is that as you were you could suck this thing onto this guy's car and make yourself feel better. Number two, as you were driving down the highway, you could see all these people with the things already stuck to their car and stay away from them. And number three, I think once you had three signs, you're out.
Well, that would be a good thing, because otherwise you're going to see cars all over the place with signs on them. And you're going to realize that you're outnumbered about 1,000,000 to 1 by the weirdos and the morons.
Yeah.
So that would be very depressing. If we didn't just take them out after a certain period of time, then they would outnumber us.
Before our next recording session, I got to look up that guy's name, because I tell you, you get those four together.
No, we got Larry the Cable Guy. I can't remember.
Larry the Cable Guy, Jeff, Ron White.
Starts with an E, doesn't it?
Oh, hold on. I just got to look. Hold on. I got to look.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Blue Collar Comedy. Let me see who it is.
Yeah.
All righty. Jeff Foxworthy. Talked about him. Ron White, Bill Engvall, and Larry the Cable.
Bill Engvall, that's it.
Bill Engvall. And you know the crazy part about it? Is these guys, you can't get it. They absolutely crack each other up. They are so damn good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Ron White has stories like my Southern relatives always had. I would sit there and listen, and these people would spin yarns that they'd have you, you know, it was very entertaining growing up in my family.
Do we have to stop?
How are we doing on time?
Oh, we have burned.
We don't ever have to stop.
We have burned up our time, Mr. Jones.
You might want to do some creative editing then, so we don't lose the audience. I mean, once you get over about 4 hours, they're going to go away.
We have definitely added some extra comedy to the end of this, thanks to those four guys. I will listen to them any day at time of the day or night. But anyway, we need to thank our audience. Thanks for joining us. Get out there and buy your books. Go to Amazon.com, buy your books. Buy your audiobooks, buy your printed books, buy any kind of book you can get a hold of that says Medicare for the Lazy Man. 2020. Yeah, get one, get several.
That's going to be a thing of the past. That's going to be a thing of the past before too long if I get time to work on it. So,
yeah, anyway, Doug's working on the next one.
I am, and Randy and I have a little project going on that's going to enhance the quality of the next book. It's going to be an extra tool that you can use to pick out your own drug plan. It'll be easier than ever. So hopefully we can get that finished in time to include in the next book. But thank you very much for joining us today.
And thank you, Doug, for being who you are. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes listening to Doug Jones, the anti-insurance insurance guy with MedicareForTheLazyMan.com, sole proprietor, and all that good stuff. Thank you, Doug.
Bye-bye.